Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We are at 6:08. It is Friday morning. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
I'm torn.
About?
Torn.
About?
I don't know how to feel.
About what?
Well, we're going from Friday the 13th to the Day of Love.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot going on. So it's even show-wise, like, what do you do? It's Friday the 13th. Yeah, it's fine. It's January. Like, it's not like it's October 13th and it's close to Halloween. It could be spooky and scary.
Right.
And then you've got Valentine's Day tomorrow. It's kind of weird.
So you feel spooky today and lovey tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. It's just very odd. Very odd. I've been thinking about this yesterday. I was like,
yeah, it's a weird combination.
So we have that. I look for, and I mentioned this the other day, any silver lining of warmth this time of year. Whether it is, you know, just a little crack of spring somewhere, whether it's the auto show, whether Trent McGill maybe said that it might be 50s next week, you know, that type of thing. Anything. Curtis Danberg of Cleveland Guardian is joining us coming up at 7 o'clock.
That is a sure sign of spring, for sure.
7 weeks to the day away from the home opener.
Very exciting.
Have that.
Feels springy.
That's a positive.
And there's going to be a lot of sun today.
Positive. And a lot of sun today. That's a positive
like
way to start
spring.
The show. Another positive way to start the show is probably this. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
Who is he?
No one knows.
He's dead.
Just a dead guy in an envelope.
It is a fresh game.
It is a fresh
game. We've had Michael Jackson and Elvis have been the two guests so far.
Yes, so we need another guest today. We take one a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Who do you think he is?
Jen picked the name.
No.
Again.
No.
This round. As far as I know. What's your guess, EMCs? You have to start the show. Oh, did that just appear? Or has that been there?
That's been there.
Oh, nice. It's a secret name in the envelope. What is it? Your guess is next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have a Valentine that you would like to shout out? We're doing love notes. Love notes all show long.
We are?
Sure, to my husband, Bob.
To your husband, Bob. That's our... There you go. How long have you been married?
34 years.
Wow. You know Bob really well.
That is a great love note. Do you have a guess for dead guy in the envelope? It feels a little weird to transition from love note to dead guy, but I'm going to do it.
Paul Walker.
Oh, that's a good guess. That's not who it is, though.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too. We really appreciate that. Norma is the best. She is an EMC. She is saving us a few dollars next. Thanks to Norma, I think we're heading to Target. I mean, we'd head there anyway. You know, it's Target. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What did Norma say about Target? She found a deal. You were talking about long-stem roses yesterday.
Talking about them yesterday. Talked about it early this morning because I saw on a local website, this was not the norm. This is not the average price. I knew that. But there were some out there. There were like a dozen and a half to two dozen that were $250 wrapped up with a bow. So Norma says, yeah, enough of that. We're not having that. Norma, I was at Target the other day, and they had beautiful dozen roses for $20.
Now, that's a deal. You were talking about Trader Joe's, too, how they have beautiful flowers. Wonder how much theirs are. I bet it's comparable.
Anybody else seen some flowers out there? We can get some deals. Can we do that?
We need them. Yeah.
I'm serious. EMCs are the best. Because you probably didn't get them before because you get them on Monday or Tuesday. No. They're going to last.
This is
a little maintenance by Saturday.
That's right.
Yesterday or today, you're probably either looking or getting them or maybe, I don't know. And do you have to go roses? You don't have to go roses.
No. I would almost argue you don't go roses because everybody goes roses. You want to go unique, right?
Yeah.
But you still have to, you're walking a fine line there.
If you don't get the rose?
Yeah. Like, what are you going to get?
Would a significant other be upset?
No,
what if you got carnations? Would you be a little, you really don't love me? Those are beautiful flowers,
They're
too.
Beautiful
and
flowers.
And they're less expensive. They're flowers.
No, I think it has to do with how they're arranged and stuff. Like, you can't then get, like, the ones that look like the not weeds, but, like, wildflowery.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I don't think you want to go that route.
If you get your significant other weeds,
not
you are not
weeds.
Going to make it to
no,
the next
you know
Valentine's
saying.
Day.
Like, the ones that are, like, they have too much fluff in them.
I know. So, have you seen non-fluff flowers that don't look like weeds, and what was the price?
Okay.
216-343. 1021. We are both very helpful on Valentine's Day Eve.
So descriptive.
I told you going from Friday the 13th to Valentine's Day was going to be weird, and it's what, 6:19, and it's already been weird. All right, EMCs, what are you seeing out there? Good morning. No, edible arrangement isn't a bad idea either. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
My kids would eat that up.
That is a tasty bouquet.
That is a especially when you like do the add-on with the chocolate dipped.
Yeah, it's just nothing is inexpensive.
No.
Like, those are expensive. The berries are expensive. The flowers are, I mean, you got to get your snookum something. I understand that. We do have some more flower help. Anything cheaper than what we talked about yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That was expensive.
EMCs are the best. Please go right ahead.
I feel that Heinen's has beautiful flowers, and you can make your own arrangement.
Oh, Heinen's you can. I didn't know that.
Yes, you can make a bundle. I want to say you can pick 3 different ones. It's like 3 for $15 or something crazy.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, I'm all in on that. That's Heinen's, beautiful.
Yeah, they said Target. I've seen Trader Joe's do a good job. But once again, that was specifically Mother's Day. I would assume they would have something again for Valentine's Day.
Sure.
Those are 3 good choices right there.
Also, Whole Foods has the most beautiful crimson roses.
Oh, really? Whole Foods?
Okay.
Go down towards Pinecrest?
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
See, we've got options now. Way better than the $250 ones we talked about yesterday.
We could have bought all of those for still less than $250 right. That we mentioned yesterday.
Sure. Tim, this story is special for you as it's Friday the 13th and you had mentioned it before. This is the first of 2 consecutive Friday the 13th because March 13th is a Friday too. That only happens about 3 times every 28 years. Plus, today's date also works out as an equation. 2 times 13 equals 26. So if you're...
Our stories today are a little slow.
They are. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm over numbers. Izzy is starting to divide by decimals. So I was doing that last night, 5th grade math.
Well, now you're also doing Friday the 13th math.
I am very math aware over the last 36 hours or so.
Well, we're good.
We should have math every 3 things.
Really?
Yeah.
Just today, every 3rd.
So what
I think
is it?
We'll
2 times, what was the math equation for
2
the day?
2 times 13 equals 26. The date works out as an equation. Also, this is our first of 2 consecutive Friday the 13th. That doesn't happen that often. The next time it'll happen is in like 28 years.
I like that. We're going to solve for I coming up at 6:58.
I can't wait.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. This is the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
There's an Olympian going viral after an interesting confession he made during a press conference after his race.
Like, why do you do that?
I have no idea. I thought, once again, when I saw it, I was like, this is AI or fake or something is going on. It's not.
You'd think. There were like 2 different versions. Like, it's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. See, we're not going to cover the sports of the Olympics, but the drama outside of that needs to be mentioned.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
A Norwegian biathlete, he won a bronze medal in the men's 20-kilometer individual race at the Winter Olympics, and he's now going viral, but not for winning a medal, but for his comments and his tearful confession during his post-race interview. So it first started with him speaking to the press from Norway. He admitted that he met the love of his life 6 months ago, but cheated on her 3 months later. And he told her about it all a week before the race, calling it the worst week of his life. So he made all those comments, and then he won. He was in a press conference recently, and he shared why he decided to admit to cheating.
I made the choice to tell the world what I did, so maybe there's a chance that she will see what she really means to me, and maybe not, but I don't want to think I didn't try everything to get her back.
So she did make a comment. She said she wants to remain anonymous, but she did talk to a Norwegian tabloid and release a statement saying, quote, "It's hard to forgive, even after a declaration of love in front of the whole world." So she doesn't seem very happy, and he admitted that he wishes that he hopes that this didn't take away from his teammate winning gold, which I think it kind of did.
I think it did.
Yeah.
I think it took front and center stage,
sure,
to be honest with you.
If she then gets back with him and then people know who she is, she's going to be so scrutinized for doing that because he cheated on her. Like, I feel like he made it worse in so many ways.
I know. No one would have known that he cheated.
Nobody would have known.
This would have been some bronze gold winner.
I know. It's like you took the joy away. It's like he's punishing himself, taking the joy away from the...
did because he won bronze, but in the 2022 Olympics, he won gold. So it wasn't his best performance.
Yeah, does it matter does it matter the medal, whether you take him back? Like if he was a gold medal winner or a silver, would you take him back? But bronze, you think to yourself, this is the case?
If she took him back, he might have won.
Would you take him back? 216?
No.
I didn't even get the phone number out. 343-1021. One person that would take him back, your call's next. Kind of ironic we went into this song after your... I didn't even think of that.
That's fair.
After your Stevie on the socials. No calls, nobody taking him back. It's Star 102. Yeah. Cleveland's feel good.
And she's not standing with him then? So she's not taking him back.
She says she doesn't think she can.
It was 6 months.
Yeah.
You said that off the air.
Already within 6 months. He's cheated in the first 3 months, and you're trying to tell me that he won't do it again?
He cheated and he publicly declared it to the world.
Yeah, he
told
everybody and then he talked about it again.
Right.
To clarify why he told everybody. I think he does regret telling the world, but he thought maybe if I put it out there, she would take him back.
That did not work.
Worked. Right.
No, it didn't.
That did not work. That was a great Stevie on the socials. We have a very special guest in studio joining us next that hopefully is going to bring some warmth with him when it's opening day here.
I know. I feel like this is a sure sign of spring that Curtis Danberg from the Cleveland Guardians is here.
It is really exciting. We are getting closer and closer to opening day. What are all the promotions that are happening in the Dollar Dog Night and the bobbleheads and everything else? Curtis knows it all, and he's going to tell us in 4 minutes. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. We love this. We have Curtis Danberg from your Cleveland Guardians in studio with us. Good morning, brother.
We're back.
Oh, yes.
Thanks, spring.
I know. We were talking about this earlier. I said I always look for these little like slivers of hope after the weather we've had for what seems like 8 months, even though it's not been. And you in studio and talking Guardians and baseball, like that is, this is what we need. So we appreciate having you in studio.
How about this? 49 days away from playing baseball at Progressive Field. Oh,
this is so exciting.
49. We're in the 40s.
You are a sure sign of spring, Curtis. And I know.
Who needs Punxsutawney Phil?
No.
No, forget that guy.
You're the spring determiner in Cleveland. Well, Monday's a big day. It's a 216 day. Tell us what's going on.
We're putting tickets on sale for the entire season, beginning at 10 a.m. Go to CLEGuardians.com. So opening day against the Cubs on April 3rd, like I said. Tickets will be available. Six packs are available. Got some incredible fun new promotions. We have Kyle Manzardo, the Mandalorian bobblehead.
Oh, no way. That's great.
Playing into the Star Wars theme.
Yeah.
How fun.
So we have that going on. It's a believe this or not, 10th anniversary of the 2016 team going to the World Series. So we're doing a Rajay Davis bobblehead for his famous homer in Game 7. So unfortunately, we have to remember that when the Cubs are in town for opening day.
I know.
But we're going to celebrate that in May when Tito and Mike Napoli are in town.
We wrote a Trump Tui question about the Cleveland Guardians. When was the last time they made a World Series appearance? You had to guess within a few years of what it was, and obviously that was 10 years ago. We just did that a couple days ago.
We sure did. And what do you think Sporty Jen did? Did she get it right?
You've been hot lately.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Curtis.
The other day, I forget what the question was. I had confidence in you to get it, and you didn't.
Oh, no. Was it a Guardians question or just sports in general?
No, it was a sports question. It was a day that you had three sports questions. This might be pushing the envelope.
That's not fair. You're right.
Let's talk also about Guards TV. I know you mentioned that. Tell us about it.
So it's back, and I think the best way for fans to understand, if you watched us last year via cable or streaming, it's going to be the same thing. And if you didn't and you want to join on, it's $99.99. Go to CLEGuardians.com/watch. To do that. So everything you saw last year, we've brought on 8 more teams. 15 teams now are in the MLB model. Cable and everything's looking a lot different these days. But again, the best thing to do, go to CLEGuardians.com, but same thing as last year.
Once again, how can we get tickets? When do we get tickets? We're excited about that home opener, as you mentioned, 7 weeks away now. When does it all happen?
February 16th, 216 day, next Monday, 10 a.m., CLEGuardians.com. We're going to have our first broadcast from Goodyear. Next Saturday, the 21st, and then we're firing up, ready to go.
It is Friday the 13th. Something weird's going on.
You think that's why it happened?
Yes. Something weird is going on.
A studio mystery, if you will.
It is. There's a missing snack.
A missing snack that was publicly displayed yesterday.
It was. It was
feels very sus, this whole thing.
I can't believe it. I really cannot believe that this happened or what is going on. There's been digging through trash cans. There has been, hey, Steve, are you sure you didn't eat it? There's been, I mean, I think that we've analyzed it from different areas, but she, from different sides, but she needs to come in and, I mean, there's a snack stealer. There has to be.
There is. And the fact that there was trash can searching, I mean, the scene has been processed.
It has been processed. Producer Stevie's hungry. The snack is clearly unavailable. It is unavailable. What happened? Maybe you can figure it out in 3 minutes. Did we start with the video from Afternoon Chase? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It was posted yesterday. I thought it was fun. It's inside the studio. Gives you a look behind the scenes.
Yes, and of course, I think it started with the Santa Claus that happened to be deconstructed in our studio, but then it led to a studio tour, which was fun.
It did. It was very fun. Certain questionable activities have been observed at the Star 102 studios, and separately, I like to mention the snack situation, Chase. He does a great, great job in the afternoons. All right. So, that video...
Our studio was not looking too good. In
it wasn't.
Video.
It was looking very sloppy.
We got geese. We have a lot going. We have a lot going on in the studio. It's
yeah,
it's
a lot
fun.
Of cords. Well,
you know,
a lot of,
That's what we need.
Yeah.
It's a radio station.
Mm-hmm. But you're right. He does do a good job. He really does.
He does a great job.
Mm-hmm. I just listened to him the other day. He was great.
Amazing breaks.
Mm-hmm.
Listen on your drive home.
Every day.
Through your Odyssey app,
mm-hmm.
or wherever you go. Okay, so Stevie, you noticed something this morning. What was happening this morning? We can actually hear the microphone's a little bit under your chin. As you can almost hear the stomach growling from here.
Probably can. A little hungry.
What's what happened?
Well, I walked in. I saw my video on display. I saw my snacks being called out yesterday. Walked into my studio, and one of my snacks missing, gone, not there.
But did you eat it and just forgot you ate it yesterday?
That wouldn't be possible.
That wouldn't be possible. Why is that?
Well, because the video was posted after I left.
After you left!
And when I walked in, gone.
So your snacks all put on public display on social media, and I believe it's the Star 102 Facebook page.
You see it right there.
You see it right there. And now one of them gone.
It's not there.
Are there any suspects in your mind?
Ooh, let's hold on to that. Suspects, we're going to name them all in 3 minutes. I was digging through the trash. There were coffee grinds in the trash. I was looking for any type of wrapper that it might have been, that might have led us to who the culprit might be. I found nothing. I just had dirty hands from digging through that trash.
I hope you washed those.
Moist knuckles. I
did. Stop. Don't say moist.
It was. I do that. Do that for Stevie. Who are the suspects?
Gross.
2.5 minutes away. The front runners on this. Suspects? It's two. I almost said the phone number for people to give us suspects like a video. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. We're actually looking for help on this.
Call us up. Let us know who did it.
I have no idea. It had to have been after that video. It had to have been after whatever it was in the afternoon yesterday, in the evening yesterday. And the snack is gone.
Or early this morning. Very early.
Real quick question, though.
It could have been early this morning. I get here awful early, though. It had to have been 4 a.m. hour or something. Somebody must have had a hankering for a protein bar.
Here's the thing, though. I don't feel like the people that are here in the morning would do it.
I do.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I was thinking... Really? I was thinking it was the afternoon people from yesterday.
I think so, too. But you never know.
I feel like if the morning people did it, they would be more open about doing it. If you found a wrapper in the trash, what was the next step there?
DNA.
Fingerprint? I'm all over this. I've been watching all sorts of things on who did what over the last two weeks.
That's fair.
I am all over this. I will go, what do you want me to do? What do you want me? Yeah, we're going to need to put a camera.
That's what I'm thinking. We need a camera.
Yeah.
And I dug through those trash, and it had to be, to your point, though, as far as afternoons, I mean, the trash is empty this morning. I went through the majority of the trash cans.
That was planned. They're not always emptied.
You're right. They're not always emptied. Mm-hmm. This is a real mystery.
Where was the placement of the snack that was, I'm calling Chase next. Afternoon Chase is about to get a call.
I mean, he's the guy that would know. He was here.
Yeah. So the placement of the snack, though, it wasn't like it was right on top, right?
No, there was. I had two. They were like protein bars. I had two of them. One at the bottom, one on top. The bottom one was stolen. So either they liked that flavor or they were trying to be subtle and think I wouldn't notice.
This is so bad. I can't believe. I don't know what I do. I don't know where it's at. We looked everywhere.
I got suspects, but we'll see.
You don't want to name. You probably shouldn't name any.
I won't name anybody.
Oh.
There's just people that I know use.
Did you want to name anybody, Jen?
People that I don't want to name anybody. Absolutely not.
I can tell by your face. We don't know. Why would we do it? We have no idea who it is.
Listen, I don't know who's all here in the afternoon. There's a lot of people roaming around
these
halls.
Not in the studio.
And they walk into mine. It's not.
They
like
walk
it's
into hers after seeing the snack video. Something went down.
That's what I'm saying. Like maybe saw the snack video, then they wandered in here.
It wasn't free snacks.
Well, they thought it was. Someone is, I mean.
We got a phone call to make.
Yeah.
Maybe I should use my locker.
Yes.
We have those?
I think.
Don't.
We do. All right. We get to the bottom of this next. What are the chances that Afternoon Chase does another video ever in life? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I think he's going to have trauma if he tries to push
that
another
was a
video.
Good video.
Yeah.
Santa, we're trying to take out. Santa's been in the studio for a while. It's time for him to go and. Showed your snack pile, and then something happened. Mm-hmm. Snacks missing.
He does comment on my snacks often. He enjoys my snack taste. And now everyone knows.
Anybody around wants to drop off a protein bar for Stevie, we're here for it.
It's a Built Puff bar. I like any flavor.
Which flavor was gone, though?
Cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream, gone. Have you ever had that flavor before?
Mm-hmm.
You like that flavor?
I like it. It's one of my favorites.
One of your favorites, and it's missing.
And it's gone.
All right. Afternoon Chase is on the phone. Shall we?
Suspect one. We'll start naming them.
All right, Chase, what's up, man? Go ahead.
Listen, I don't know what happened. It just escalated very quickly. I have a meeting with boss Chase in like an hour, and he keeps emailing me, hey, do more social videos. Do more social videos. So I do one social video, and now it sounds, you're not claiming yet, but it sounds like I'm being framed.
I just don't understand how that video was posted on the Star 102 Facebook page yesterday. It shows all of Stevie's snacks, and now here we come in the morning, and one of them's missing. Like, that's never happened.
Jen, I understand. Stevie, are you there?
Yes.
Stevie, you know I would never do this. Well, I can't assume that, but I would never do this. But, Stevie, has this ever happened before?
No. And see, this entire thing is very sus.
It is sus. I don't understand it. It's a video. You're just showing the studio. No big deal. You didn't do anything. And then this morning... there's a snack missing. Somebody had to have seen the video and taken the snack.
Yeah.
It had to have happened.
We do the timeline. I'm in there until 7 o'clock at night, so it didn't happen then. It happened after 7. You got Jim Hart. He can't be trusted.
No, Jim
That's
Hart
fair.
Might have been. Yeah, absolutely. Could have been
new
Jim
suspect.
Hart. And new suspect on the list. Something happened after 7.
The cleaning crew sometimes show up, sometimes don't show up.
That's fair.
They did show up because the trash was changed.
That's true. The trash was empty.
Trash was changed. Plus, there's that station next door. They have so many employees. We don't even know all their names. I mean, what about someone over there?
That's very possible.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Very possible. That's
true.
Stop looking at me. I endorse fiber. I don't eat fiber.
Okay. All right. So Afternoon Chase is off the list.
Off the list.
All right.
Now I'm clueless.
Thank you.
You're a man.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.